Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, gay.
Do you remember when she says that at the beginning of the movie? She's like, oh, hi. Anyways, if you clicked on this episode, you know what you're here for. It's Taylor time. It is time. We're in our...
Well, I'm in my growth era. You're in your plant era.
In my plant era. We're wearing our planty eras shirts because we don't have actual eras tour merch.
But we had to settle for David's merch.
Which was free. David sent it to us. Shout out, David. This we didn't even pay for.
PV plant guy.
Yeah, I think he sells it on the plant proper website. Just go get it.
Yeah, get the t-shirt.
Get the t-shirt. It's fun. It's timeless. It's cute. We're in our plant era. So as many of you know from like our episode back in the beginning of the summer, we were not able to go to the Eras tour despite all of Brandon's efforts. I didn't have any money, so I was like, Brandon, I'll pay you back.
And I was willing to pay up to $500, and the cheapest I could find was $960. So
my mom did say, she's like, oh my gosh, I don't know if it was her coworker or her coworker's daughter or somebody. She's like, oh my gosh, they went and got a ticket last minute and they just went by themselves. And I'm like, oh, it must be nice. So we didn't end up going, but we went to the movie. And so there are going to be some spoilers. I guess that should be a given.
Yeah, if you're not a freak like us who watched it on TikTok Live multiple times.
Mm-hmm. There were still some fun things, like random details I didn't notice, like her t-shirt for the beginning of the red set, where it's like the not a lot going on right now or whatever t-shirt. I thought it was just a normal t-shirt. And zooming in, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like sequins. It's like sparkly. I did not know
bejeweled.
I didn't know she had Eras nails. She had fun little Eras nails.
Literally, where Nicole goes, oh my god, she has her nails painted like mine. I didn't know she did that.
No, literally. And then people were like, how do you not know that? And I'm like, I don't know. How would I have seen that? I guess,
well,
like,
I didn't know she did it.
Yeah, I didn't know. Even like the pictures that she posts on her Instagram, like they're not that close up for you to see her nails. I guess if I zoom in now, I'll probably be able to notice. But, and then we noticed that she had a little chip in the middle finger, just like me too. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's just like us. She's just like us, but has $1 billion.
Money can't buy you a good manicure.
No, for real. And then it took me, I was thinking maybe I was crazy, but it turns out it is multiple nights of the show filmed and then put together, which makes sense now because the transition.
When her hair would, I'm like, her bangs are different.
Yeah, I was like, her hair would be sopping wet because obviously she has like naturally curly, wavy hair, and it starts straight and gets like curlier throughout the night as she gets more sweaty and whatnot. But yeah, I think it was Folklore when it was getting especially wet. And then all of a sudden it just cuts to it being a little bit less wet. And I'm like, wait, that's not how physics work.
Like, did someone run on stage with a blow dryer and like, tzzz?
Well, and then I thought, I was like, wait, they fixed her nail? And then I also noticed, like, I mean, I don't know how she did the show in the rain without her makeup looking like crap. Because I've even seen, like, I'm zooming in on pictures of those. Like, I thought her makeup would be all over her face. We need to figure out what that routine is.
Well, because remember there were a couple times I'm like, wow, her liner is really not lining anymore. But then all of a sudden it'd be, like, crisp again. Like, whoop.
Yeah, I'm like, I know. During those quick changes, they're not slapping makeup on her. They're not doing her nails during these quick changes. I know that for sure. So, yeah, that was fun and interesting. I liked seeing the close-ups of the, like, backup dancers' outfits too. I had no idea some of those were so pretty.
No, for real.
Like the when they did My Tears Ricochet and they were wearing those like sparkly black dresses, like they're going to a wake.
Oh yeah,
it was like they're going to a funeral. I was like, oh my goodness, like can you, like, where do those, because I feel like those usually go to like archives. I'm like, what are they going to do with these beautiful backup dancer costumes that are like
straight to the Hard Rock Cafe?
Oh my god. We need Taylor World, kind of like how there's like Dolly World, or what is it called?
Yeah, Dollywood.
Dollywood. I'm so stupid.
I'm like, yeah, you're right. Dolly World.
Yeah, it's Dolly World. So we are going to make this planty, you know, this is a plant podcast. So I did do a little digging. I'm like, does Taylor Swift have plants? I mean, everyone's got some plants. And I was thinking, if she does, she probably has someone taking care of them. I mean, let's be real.
How is she going to all these Chiefs games with the plants at home? That's what I want to know.
Did you hear that she bought like a suite or like a box? I don't know what they're called, but like the little suites that you watch the game in.
Yeah.
She bought one out there for the rest of the season. Yeah. It get serious.
I mean, Taylor could buy the NFL if she wanted. Which, honestly, she should.
Well, someone says she's in contract with them.
I think this whole relationship is a ploy. It's advertising for the NFL.
Well, you know why? There's some Swifties that have switched real fast. They love Travis. They're obsessed with them together. They want them to get married because he's a tall man. Miss Swiftie is able to wear her highest heels with Mr. Travis Kelce, but I better not keep talking about it because my girlfriend's a gayler and she won't even acknowledge that man's existence. She's like, Travis, who? I can't say anything about it. She just changes the subject. She's like, anyways, so does Taylor have any plants? I recently figured out she has like 8 houses. So she's got to have some plans, whether she's taking care of them or not. 8 houses across 4 states. She's got to have some house plants. She's got to have some people.
That's a lot less states than that's 2 houses per state.
Well, she's got one in Nashville, I think, and then one in Rhode Island, and then the rest are in California or New York.
Welcome to New York.
It's been waiting for you. No, she literally had, like, even there, I think her several New York estates or penthouses, whatever, fancy. But I think the pictures that I found of these, I didn't want to like assume that these were her plants because these were like professional pictures that almost looked like real estate pictures from before she bought it. So I'm like, I don't think these are her. I don't think this is even any of her furniture. So the only inside of the house reliable thing I could find, which I didn't dig. I mean, I was digging for like an hour. So it's not like I was like.
Well, I mean, that's an hour more work than I.
I'm not Nancy Drew in this shit. Well, I did find like.
No, I'm surprised you weren't crawling over her fence to be like, what plants are in here?
Yeah, I'm like, I am in Beverly Hills with my binoculars. She's got some nice orange trees outside. She's got a very sad looking jade indoors, which she does, actually. I saw that in the back of the, you know, they did the 73 questions with Vogue. So they go in her house, answer some fun questions. And she did say something about, oh, this I thought was interesting. Not that interesting. I don't know who she's talking about. It might be Calvin Harris, but she says that one time.
I forgot when she dated Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah. And then he kind of kickstarted the, like, Taylor hate train. Which apparently think that people thought she was a beard because he's gay, apparently. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Apparently, the people saying they're both gay and they're each other's beards. There's always a story behind everything. But she said that. One time she, like a boyfriend of hers, planted a olive tree and it was like her favorite gift ever. I was like, oh, I would love a big olive tree. The first time I saw a giant olive tree was on like Vanderpump Rules. She brought one into Pump and I was like, ooh, I love a good olive tree. So now I see them and I'm like, oh, okay. I wouldn't mind that. That's actually kind of cute. Is this the one that I think I saved it? No. Oh my gosh. What are these stupid clips? Here she is.
Gift you've ever received?
My boyfriend planted an olive tree in my yard for Christmas.
For Christmas. Which, by the way, you know how her connection to Christmas? She grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania. This is like prime Taylor like information, Brandon.
This is canon.
This is canon. I knew this before I went to Taylor Swift trivia. I mean, my girlfriend went to Taylor Swift trivia at Color Me Mine, you know, where you paint a mug or something. They're playing Taylor Swift music the whole time and we clobbered those children.
Can surpass Taylor trivia, but plant trivia, that's where
we were murdered. No, but actually some of those questions, like, yeah, no, it was tough. But yeah, she grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania. She loves Christmas tree. We can leave the Christmas lights up till January. Which I think everybody does anyways, Taylor.
Well, I leave mine up till February usually. We didn't even put up a Christmas tree last year. There was no... Where are we going to put
not,
it, though?
We were not feeling merry and gay.
Well, like, where is a Christmas tree going to fit in this house? It's stuffed to the brim with furniture. It's furniture and plants. It's everywhere you look.
It's true. Where would you'd have to get like the Monstera out of here and then throw in a Christmas tree.
The first Christmas I lived here, we put it in the quarter where you are right now because we had 2 separate couches and not this giant sectional.
I forgot when you had. I don't even barely remember that.
That was
a while ago.
That was a long time ago.
But I was friends with you when you moved here. It's been a while.
Because I think this couch was here when we recorded our first episode.
I think so. I feel like I remember us sitting on a big couch.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. I was looking up interviews, and I couldn't find like exactly when she said this, but people quoted her saying, "When I'm in my 50s, I think I want to be in a garden."
Oh.
Love that. So if you look up, like, what's Taylor's favorite plants? Usually they'll come up with, like, her favorite flowers. Because celebrities usually aren't talking about their favorite plants, unfortunately. Yeah.
Flowers are, like, an iconic thing.
She does say she likes orchids, which I did see a picture of a bunch of orchids in her Tribeca house or estate, whatever the heck. I think she has, like, a Sonia Morgan style.
Yeah, it's like a townhouse.
Brownstone. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Look at me.
How can we bring Taylor
like
plants
New Yorker. By the way, I just found out yesterday that Wendy Williams thing is from her being on The Masked Singer. I've never seen that clip.
The lips?
It makes it even funnier. The fact that she's like, no one can see her and she's like laughing under there. No one opens the door. And then
everyone
in the comments is like, how could it be anybody else but Wendy Williams? Love it. We love Wendy.
Well, that was like the Tom Sandoval reveal. It's like, of course it's Tom Sandoval. And the fact that they thought it was DJ Pauly fucking D, like, are you kidding me? Like,
wait, Tom Sandoval was on it?
Yeah. He was the diver. He's like, it's in the diver voice. There should be like a voice masking option on this tool. But it's like, I've been living life in the public eye and everyone hates me lately. And two of them were like, DJ Pauly D. Absolutely.
I haven't heard anybody talk about DJ Pauly D. What is he doing?
He's not a Masked Singer, I can tell you that.
Oh, I love that. So obviously we're not able to go to the Eras concert. I don't know. I'm still holding out.
There is still a possibility. We could become world travelers.
No, she's coming back to the U.S. leg. We're going to Indianapolis.
Or Miami. I don't care. I'll go anywhere.
No, honestly, like, because Miami, I feel like, seems more fun because then I could fly. Indianapolis, it'd be like, oh, I'm driving 8 hours.
Okay, so you know how I was, like, taking years of my life off trying to get tickets? I'm going to take decades off by getting tickets and flights last year. Be like, oh, we got to get on a plane. We got to go to the concert in 5 hours in Miami. Let's go.
Yeah, you'd be like, let's just fly back tonight. You're like, you don't need a change of clothes. Let's go. Grab your bracelets. Okay, so her favorite flowers that she talks about, one, hydrangeas.
Oh, I love
a hydrangea. Oh, my God. Just gave me whiplash.
I have a flower that one of my coworkers gave me. I have a double hibiscus. It's growing in a water bottle in my room.
Oh, I was like,
I think it's about to bloom.
Brandon, I have a flower. on what? Where? People love a good little hibiscus plant. It's popular. She's that girl. Hibiscus is that girl.
Oh my God, we can make tasty drinks with it. I love when if there's a drink and it has hibiscus in it, I'm like, sign me up.
Okay, she says that she likes roses. I mean, who doesn't like roses? Also, the amount of times she's referenced roses in her songs, insane. Someone said she also likes forget-me-nots. Can't confirm or deny.
If you held up a line of flowers and said, which one's the forget-me-not, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I'd be shot. Gun to my head, shot. She also likes daisies. I think she has a lyric of that.
Yeah.
I once was your poison ivy, now I'm your daisy. Okay, but she also has a song called Ivy. I love that song. Now I'm covered in you. Sorry, we're singing to y'all. Or just me. Brandon was singing before we started. I was singing some 1989. Which, oh my gosh, I have a really embarrassing 1989 related story.
Oh God.
No, it's actually really embarrassing. I didn't even mention it to Kira because I think she didn't want me to be embarrassed. Because, okay, it's, no. Okay, so when we were at Taylor Swift Trivia, you know, we're painting. And I'm painting, sorry, I have allergies, I'm sniffing. I'm painting my little lover mug, and there's some girls next to us, And this girl's doing half lover mug, half reputation. Okay. Ooh. So she's like painting it. She can't figure out what to do for the black side for reputation. So I'm like, what if you do drips of blood for bad blood? Silence. Everyone's like, oh yeah. No one says anything. So I'm like, all right. And then I don't know when I realized it, but I did make the connection later when I was like, oh my God. Bad blood is not on Reputation. Bad blood is on 1989.
So when we were at the movie on Sunday and Bad Blood started playing, I was like, Bad Blood's not on 1989.
Okay, so I'm glad that I'm not crazy.
And then I was, and then like halfway through the song, like I was like, I couldn't even really enjoy the song because I was like processing and like watching the music video in my head, like trying to relate it to the time. And I was like,
I'm sorry, Brayden. I was watching that Blue Jay. I saw a Blue Jay land outside on Brandon's railing. And then I was like, oh my God, he looks like he's about to break in. And then he started hopping closer and closer to the door. And then he just went, ah! Okay, so I'm glad I'm not crazy. Because here's the thing. Here's our, I'm going to make a case. The amount of times that she says the word bad in Reputation, I did something bad, right?
Yeah.
She also says it in something else. I think it's Don't Blame Me. I don't know. She talks about being bad, okay? It's just, it's bad blood. It do, okay, bad blood just doesn't give me 1989. 1989 is like fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Sure, you're shaking off the haters, but it's like, I don't know. Bad blood belongs in Reputation.
It was a precursor.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's always a little bit of hate.
Literally, and then like while we were watching the movie, I was like, oh my God, I'm not a card carrying member of the Church of Swift anymore.
No, I think Kira just didn't want to say anything because you know damn well immediately she was like, that's not in Reputation. And I was like, oh yeah. So there's my little embarrassing story. I was like, okay, and I still think about it, and I'm like. And we beat them, like the team next to us. So they're probably like, oh, fucking assholes. So annoying. Okay, so besides the song Ivy, she also has Willow.
Mm-hmm.
So Willow Tree, I'm thinking Taylor Swift.
I think Willow Trees are my favorite tree.
They're pretty. I think my dad used to have one, but they had to chop it down. They get massive.
You don't see Willow Trees very often.
I think, okay, because they do get massive, right?
Yeah, like the one in my parents' backyard, I think it might be dead now, but it, like the trunk, as an adult, I couldn't even like fit my arms around
but
it.
But like as tall as these trees, right? Like
taller,
they get tall. Okay,
way taller.
Because I'm pretty sure there's one on my street. I'll have to take a picture of it on my way home. I think it got struck by lightning.
They do get struck by lightning a lot.
Because, and then now half of it is gone. Because the lot that it fell into is like an empty lot. So the top of that tree is just still hanging out there in the middle of my like neighborhood. And the top of it looks awful because it was just like split and it was like hanging there for a while. And I'm pretty sure it's a giant willow tree. But yeah, it's fun. They're cute. They make a statement. But yeah, we don't see them around here very often. I wonder like, so can I look up the hardiness at like what zone they're in?
Probably. I don't know.
Maybe. Willow tree zone. I don't know. Zone willow tree region. This is they're commonly found. Oh my goodness. Okay, so they're okay. Found from Ontario south to Georgia, and west Missouri. So found in very moist soils, usually near a body of water. Oh, I just got $21 sent to me on Zelle. I don't know what that's from. Money.
A class action lawsuit.
I think it's like some random like commission thing where I'm like, my little $20 a month. Thank you. Thanks for using my code. Oh, yeah. I think it is a willow tree that got annihilated. So, yeah, Willow, Taylor vibes. Also says her favorite color is purple. Feel like I don't think of Taylor's purple. I mean, Speak Now purple.
Yeah.
Justice for Speak Now.
I almost bought the Speak Now album or like the vinyl the other day because it's purple. And I was like, I don't need to spend
Taylor's version?
I don't need to spend $50 on a vinyl considering I don't have a record player.
No, do you know how many vinyls there actually are in the Swift Kingdom? This isn't even all of them.
Jesus.
Like the amount of different versions. I think especially with Folklore, she went nuts. There is like 1,000 different colors, versions of that. And I think there's a different cover for each of them too. Like, yeah. So some of them, there's not a different cover, but there's like a different color.
Well, because how many are there for, are there 12 different ones for midnight? So you could have, make the clock.
I think the clock is just 4.
Is it 4?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. And then you put a little thing in the middle and you can actually make it an actual clock. If you buy like a little clock thing to go in the middle of them. I don't know. I do not know. I'm also one of, I was talking to my roommate and I was like, I'm just not one of those people who buys albums anymore in general. Like, we are streaming music.
I haven't bought an album since.
Yeah, Ganache. I haven't bought a CD.
The Pink Print.
Oh, really? I feel like.
Or what was their second album called? Was it? No, The Pink Print, Roman's Revenge. That's the last album I purchased.
I know I had.
And it just recently got rid of it.
That Kendrick Lamar album. And then Miley's Bangers. Miley Cyrus Bangers. I feel like that might be the newest CD I have.
2013, baby.
Yeah, because it's been 10 years of bangers.
Sick. Just sick.
Because we both went to that show, right?
Yeah, we were in the bangers. Same place, same time.
Bangers. Kira said that album is unlistenable. I know. I'm like, no, it's a type of album that's so bad it's good.
It's my favorite album
it's
of all
so
time.
Good. It's so good. No, but she likes rock Miley. She wants her to make another like Plastic Hearts album.
She's a Wayne Coyne Miley fan.
Oh, wait, another, this is like just getting too nerdy. In the song Maroon, she says, "Carnations you had thought were roses, that's us." That's one of my favorite lyrics from her. It's so cute.
It makes me cry.
Mm-hmm. If she would have
played Maroon on the movie, I would have lost it.
Well, yeah, it's one of her surprise songs that she whips out for Karlie Kloss's birthday. I've been having fun doing little like tattoo concepts. So if you ever want a cute little Taylor Swift tattoo, that one's a carnation.
Oh my
rose.
God. Let's make an appointment right now.
Okay. But then there's one you might, this is really simple, but I think it's really cute. Two paper airplanes flying.
Oh.
And I remember thinking, are we out of the woods? You know? Yeah. Fun. I'm going to post some of those because they're just fun and cute. Taylor Swift let's tattoo.
Get Cassie on the phone right now.
Oh, I feel so bad because Kira just got an Archer tattoo and then she cuts the song out of the movie. That's death by 1,000 cuts. Now I actually know that song. Do you remember the first time I tried to bring it up? I was like cut by 1,000 knives. It's such a good song. I just love Lover. Lover's so good.
It's my favorite album.
That one, I've been getting more into Reputation now. I understand why people like it so much, especially watching it. We got to watch the movie.
Did I subscribe to Netflix last night? That's what I was trying to figure out because I wanted to watch
no,
it.
No, I need
bad.
To figure out if I can I, because I'm logged into my phone. Can't I just cast from my phone to your TV?
No, because this TV is 10 years old. You got to wait for my frame TV to get delivered.
Oh, you're getting a new TV?
Yeah, I ordered it the other day.
No, I thought you just bought a frame for your TV.
No, I bought the Samsung
to make it
frame.
Look like a picture.
Like, I bought a whole ass TV.
Oh my goodness. Brandon's like, just got paid. Okay. Now time to go through. Wait, we actually didn't talk about our experience at the movie. So normally, okay, people have been a little bit worried as to whether people are going to be like cheering and being really loud and obnoxious in the theater. I feel like we had a pretty good experience.
Yeah, I will say I do, when I was like looking at them, they weren't that bad, but like, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, these children are going to think that this is an acceptable thing to do in movies.
Yeah, I was like, I think the like people who are adults understood, and like people clapped, you know, after each song, kind of, you know, along with like the crowd.
Yeah.
But no one ever like interrupted her talking, you know, like I could hear what she was saying the whole time. That's what I was a little bit worried about. I was like, I'm here to like get in all the information. I want to like hear her fun little like chit chats in between the songs and shit.
Well, I thought, okay, I will say I was a little disappointed because I thought there was going to be more behind the scenes.
I did want to see her run under the stage after she did the dive. I wanted to see her run back up to the stage.
Do you think she runs, or do you think there? I figured there was like a mine cart.
Oh,
like a mine
actually, I think cart. It is a cart. I think I've seen the video.
It's like she plops in, and it's like do 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 do. And it's like
I think she does die, like and then like, she has to go into a little cart. Like,
crunk, pull the lever.
Well, because she not. And do you think she's changing at the same time?
Yeah, I think she's in a cart. That is has the outfit ready to go, and she's like flooping, like it's like
she probably has someone
miles an
I
hour.
Bet she has someone on the cart with her. Yeah. Because I don't think she can do it on her own. And I think I would be trying to remember all of the like choreography and then all the words, and then having to like, okay, now I gotta like change myself. I think someone did show for Midnight Rain, like when she finally like gets out of the, she takes that like sequin dress off, and then she you see the little blue bodysuit underneath it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw a TikTok of someone behind with the angle of like being able to see them behind the umbrellas. I don't know, it's just fun. I do like to see that behind the scenes thing. But yeah, it's definitely like you're watching the concert.
Yeah,
there's no behind the scenes.
Have you seen the Reputation tour movie?
No.
Okay, because they in between acts, it's like her behind the scenes, like talking, like in meetings, like talking about making the tour.
Interesting.
So I was hoping for like a little bit of that. I mean, I'm glad it was like the concert experience that I didn't get to have, but
mm-hmm. it was fun. We did definitely miss a couple songs. I'm sad about The Archer. I'm sad about Long Live. Everyone keeps saying, but it's in the credits. That's not the same thing. Be real right now. That is not the same thing. I did see some TikToks of people who are in the credits and they stick around like, oh my God, there's me.
That would be my worst nightmare.
Being ingrained in the movie forever. No, what if you were the girl sobbing? The first fan that they cut to in the audience sobbing during Lover.
I mean, that would have been me.
Mm-hmm. It was really cute. And then, okay, you know how I was like, I think that's Kobe Bryant's daughter? It was.
Okay.
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
I just pulled that out of my butt. I don't know anything about sports. I'm sorry. Okay, going through the eras debut. Okay, so I made a little graphic, as you can see. So I did like assign a plan to each one, thinking very briefly. But like debut, here's the thing. You kind of have to think about debut, Fearless, and Speak Now Together, because they're classics.
That's like the original Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah, so that's why I picked Snake Plant, Pothos, Monster Deliciosa.
Oh.
Yeah, so Snake Plant for debut. It's not everybody's favorite, but you know it. It's not everyone's favorite, but you recognize it. You know her. It's our song. It's it.
It's easy.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, not everyone is like going to be gravitating towards it, but that's where we started.
Yeah. Oh, God. Only up from here.
So next, Fearless. Like, that's where we have Love Story. You Belong With Me. This is classic. Classic. Obviously, Pothos.
The staples.
Mm-hmm. Speak Now. I'm thinking, okay. Speak Now is when I got really, like, that's the album that I first knew, like, the best.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, so this one I think is, like, that girl. But I recently, just yesterday, because, okay, my whole TikTok feed, I think it's because I was looking at bracelet tutorials. It's all Taylor Swift on my TikTok right now. I was looking it up, and I saw, you know, the little graphics people make of, like, streams. I don't know, like, when you were seeing how many people got COVID, and it was like, let's watch the COVID deaths climb. Really weird. Very odd. Like, yeah, let's watch that bar just explode. So they have the albums, and you see like debut, and you see Fearless, and then you see Speak Now, Come On, and then like Red overtakes them all. I was watching and I was like, no one gives a fuck about Speak Now. I was watching and all of a sudden randomly like Fearless went above Speak Now, and I was like, okay, wow.
Wow.
That's
why there was only one song.
No, when I was thinking about Brain, I was like, shoot, I bet they really look at streams and they look at what people are listening to. If people are listening to throwback Taylor songs, people are probably listening to throwback Taylor songs from Fearless and not Speak Now. Because would I have known Long Live or Back to December if I have not studied that album? No.
Oh,
because they're not really.
I remember being on a mega bus on the way to Milwaukee, an 8-hour drive from Eau Claire, crying to December with my head on the window. Mm-hmm. And it was in December.
Yeah. Like, back to December's that girl, but she's not that girl to everybody else. Like, that is like one of the earlier, like, heart-wrenching Taylor Swift songs to me. But I don't think it's like that for everybody else.
I mean, it's like that for me.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like that. Like, if you think about, like, we hear Enchanted a lot. We do not hear Back to December. No one's ever talking about Back to December.
Because Back to December was about John Mayer, right?
I don't know. I don't think it's ever been confirmed.
Okay.
I think Dear John might be the only one that's actually confirmed. And then there's a newer one where she talks about, like, young lovers and that stuff. I don't know. It could maybe have been about him. But anyways, moving on to Red, which, you know, is not my favorite. A lot of other people love Red. I think I don't love the popular songs in Red, but I like Come Back, Be Here. I love Stay. I Almost Do. Yeah. So many good ones.
That's when, see, I was in a traumatic abusive relationship, and so that album really connected with me. I didn't realize it.
So that one, I picked Rubber Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, that is, like, for some people, that's their album.
A Ficus Elastica Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it gives me Red vibes. It's like, it's unique, it's different. People love it. It's easy to love. Sometimes not so much. If you're not liking the country twang in it, because that's when she's like exiting country.
Yeah, she's like, do I do a little country? Do I do a little pop?
Yeah, it's her last official country album when people were still arguing Taylor's more pop. So she's like, fine, fuck you, I'll do pop then. And then we get 1989. Let's see. Next would then be 1989. 1989's fun. I feel like forgotten though sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I see, that was when
people who like it though. I love 1989.
Like, I feel like that's when I like really was a diehard Swiftie.
I'm getting more into 1989 now, like listening, because I told you I'd never known Out of the Woods. There's certain songs I've never heard.
Probably one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs.
Clean.
Did I tell you that I had a friend in college when 1989 came out? Like, this was like a big thing. She had made up an entire story that she grew up with Taylor Swift in Pennsylvania, like had backstories for every grade. Like, people would ask her like really specific questions. She always had like a super specific like
what if I'm answer. A mastermind?
And people believed it. And like, and then she would like tweet about it. She would like on Twitter, and people would come up to her at the bar and be like, oh my God, you're that girl on Twitter who's Taylor's friend.
And it was all a lie. Gosh.
Shout out Molly Bean. I hope you're still doing it to this day.
Oh my God. Okay, but also I Know Places.
Yeah.
How You Get the Girl. So many good ones. So many good ones. And I didn't appreciate it at first, which is why I picked Hoya. That's right. I specifically picked a Hoya Pubic Calyx.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, right? Are these not so spot on? Like, I didn't think too hard about it, but I was like, oh, obviously. Hoya. Duh. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, because Hoya, it's one of those things that if you get it, you get it. Yeah. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, but eventually you will.
Eventually you will. And the Hoya people are going to make you want to insufferably. So, like, now 1989 TV is coming out. The 1989 people, insufferable. But in a good way.
Like, I remember when 1989 came out. Every time I see a seagull. Out, I have friends who went to the midnight release at Target for the CD. Like...
Yeah, every time I see a seagull now, I'm like, oh, Taylor Swift, 1989.
It's the Rhode Island house.
It is. So next, Reputation is obviously Miss Inthurium Warquianum. She's dark. She's a bad bitch.
Moody.
She's moody. And another one where, like, the people who are rep girls are diehard rep girlies. And people who are Inthurium people are diehard Inthurium people.
I didn't like Reputation, so I didn't go. I had a chance to go to Reputation tour, and I was like, I don't like this album. Why did Taylor deviate so much?
And now we get it. And now we're like, oh, now I'm like, I put together, I was like, oh my God, we're getting Rep Vault tracks.
Well, yeah, and I didn't, I it was when I heard Getaway Driver, which was a Target CD exclusive deluxe edition.
And then
it came on to Spotify finally after the whole Spotify Taylor drama. And I was like, oh, had this song been on the original album, I would have been A-okay with this.
It's so good.
Don't pretend it's such a mystery. Think I'm on the beat before you ever smack me.
So good. Well, right? Like the people who are Ethereum people are like, oh yeah, I just collect Ethereums.
No.
I'm just for man Ethereums. I'm crossing them together. Do you want one?
Did I tell you that when I was in an elevator in a hotel, I was wearing shorts and some man touches my leg and goes, you like Ethereums, don't you?
Oh!
And I was like,
that gives me, you like Krabby Patties, don't you, Squidward vibes. That's awful. I'm so sorry. He probably like immediately like, oh, I regret getting this now. Immediately.
Rip the skin off my body. Yeah, I do not need off. This tattoo.
Oh my goodness. But we did see a little Easter egg in the movie. So you know how she's been slightly kind of changing the fonts on the Taylor's version? Reputation, I think, Taylor's version has a capital R. Because I think it's her, she's like, I don't want to, she said something about like not wanting to like make it a big deal or like capitalize on something. Blah, blah, blah. Now she's capitalizing it. It's like, whoa, I don't know. I don't know.
I will say the way you reacted when that snake came on stage, and then I saw that TikTok. I've never laughed harder in my life. Yeah.
No, I freaked out, y'all. So if you've been to, That's one thing where I was like, oh my gosh, if you saw this in person, like obviously it would be crazy, but like you don't see that snake wrap around the stage like that. That is crazy.
Well, at part, I was like, wait, was this actually there for a second? I'm like,
wow, these animatronics.
Better than the Beyonce speaker arms whopping the people in the face.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, we love Reputation. What's my favorite one on it? I love Gorgeous. King of My Heart. But Dress. If you know, you know. Dress. Dress, dress, dress. Call it what you want. Yeah, call it what you want to. Should move on to Lover. Obviously, had to pick Miss Variegated String of Hearts. I mean, I feel like that's a given.
Also, when you showed me, or when you sent me that, I was like, oh my God, a lot of these are my plants. And I was like, wow, they used to look really good. Now they look like shit.
Do you think these are pictures of your plants?
Well, that one is.
They're all from Google.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. They're all from Google. The Googler. The Google Schmoogle.
What if they are pictures of my plants? Because I had my string of hearts in that exact same IKEA cup.
Oh, maybe. Not I don't know. I can send you the, I did it on my iPad, but I can send you what the actual original picture was because they zoomed in and cropped it because I think someone was holding it and I didn't want any hands in these pictures. Sometimes I'm crazy and if I'm looking at this and none of them have a hand in the picture, one of them can't randomly have a hand in the picture.
All hands or no hands.
Yeah. So it's like, it all has to just be like the plants. It was really hard to find a work Rhiannon one because they're all, and I also wanted white background, you know?
Yeah.
I can't have a queen with like conservatory in the background or somebody holding it.
Well, because that's why I thought those were my pictures from when I used to like take the background photos of my plants all the time.
Yeah, I didn't want to go like searching for pictures, so I just went on Google. Yeah, variegated string of hearts for Lover. I mean, string of hearts, we get it. It's colorful. She's fun. She's different. I don't know. Not much to say there. It's pretty obvious. I was like, oh, should I pick Carrie Eye? And I'm like, no.
No, it's String of Hearts for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's String of Hearts, especially the variegated one, because it's pink. It's pink and fun.
And it's the gradient. It's all about the gradient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the multiple colors in it. Because I love Lover. Lover, the man. Miss Americana, the Heartbreak Prince. I didn't even know that song or really before the Eras tour because I feel like it wasn't really the popular song from I also feel like the Eras tour kick like really threw Cruel Summer out there like
which when Cruel Summer was all of a sudden it was like on the Spotify it's like oh the trending now songs or whatever I yeah, was like why is Cruel Summer I've been a Cruel Summer fan since 2018 and everyone else used to hate on it. It's my
I just remember when this album came out and Me was the song everybody hated, mm-hmm. featuring Brendon Urie. And that allegedly was supposed to be her coming out because she posts Me out now. Me out now. And do you know what day it came out, Brandon? I don't know if it was the October day it came 13th. Out or the day the day the music video came out or the day it came out. I don't know. It was Lesbian Visibility Day.
Oh. Figured it'd be coming out, National Coming Out Day, October 13th. Which is, oh, we missed it. Shit.
Aren't you already out?
That was like
you 4 days. You have to tell ago. People?
Surprise, Sade.
No, the amount of people who think who have thought that me and Brandon are dating is a little silly. You really think I would date someone so flamingly homosexual? I'm not that DeLulu. I'm not that DeLulu. Maybe I am. I don't know. Who knows? You need to calm down. Also not my favorite in that album. No. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Lover songs that she did play. I mean, I'm glad she played Cold Summer. Obviously, she played Lover. Love the man. Yeah. It's just a good, fun one.
Lover is when the tears started for me.
But I would have loved to hear The Archer. She did Paper Rings for the surprise song in Minneapolis. I screenshotted the...
Well, day one. Day two was Dear John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, day one was Paper Rings and If This Was a Movie. If this was a movie, you'd be here by now. Day two was Dear John and Daylight from Lover.
When you said movie, I was thinking the Hannah Montana.
If we were a movie, you'd be the right guy. And I'd be the best friend that you'd fall in love with. In the end, we'd be laughing. Watching the sunset fade to black. Show the name, play that happy song. Why do we know that? Why do we know it so well? Okay, but no, but do you know what specific Hannah Montana song has been coming up on like my YouTube music? Yes, I use YouTube music. I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's weird. God, what is it called? It's one of her collab songs. That's gonna bother me. Okay, moving on. What's after Lover? Folklore. Norfolk yeah. Pine.
Oh yeah.
It's obviously the Norfolk Pine.
Which I feel like used to be everywhere, and now I feel like I don't see
I see them all often. Around. It's the Christmas one. Yeah. It is well, that Christmas back. Plant. Yeah.
We'll but I feel like everywhere. It used to be like everywhere all the time.
Yeah. It's never been one I wanted to bring into my house. I look at it and I see Christmas plant. I see like a poinsettia.
Well, I see just tree. Like it's just too tree-like for me.
Yeah. Do you my brain just wiped out. Well, do you look at it and think Christmas?
Yeah, because it looks like a Christmas tree. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, do you say poinsettia or poinsettia?
Poinsettia.
Yeah, some people say poinsettia because it's like spelt like that.
Well, potato, potato.
Learning that it was euphorbia blew my mind. I was like,
what did you think it was? Euphoria?
No, I just thought it was some random plant. I didn't think it was like part of the euphorbia.
Wait, a Norfolk Pine's a euphorbia?
No, a poinsettia.
Oh,
oh my God.
I also didn't know poinsettia was euphorbia, so.
Now you know. Well, like, doesn't that make sense? And also, like, just the way the leaves are so weird, and yeah. Like, is it a leaf? Is it a flower?
Eh. Yeah, that makes sense.
I got nerve. It's going to bother me, because what song has been coming up and playing on my thing? I don't know. But Norfolk Pine, you know, she literally even said in the movie Folklore, she thinks in the woods, in like, you know, left folky, dreamy.
That was my childhood, in the woods, just hanging out
by the train tracks.
No train
tracks. I thought you had train tracks in your backyard.
No.
No, that was my homeschool friend. I heard Trixie Mattel mention West Allis, and I was like, hey! I was like, I only know about these places.
That's, West Allis is still my ID.
Oh, gonna get this. That's the Hannah Montana song. I don't know. Where she goes, the boy. Yeah, it is. It's such a random Hannah Montana song. So,
so fun. Okay, Evermore. I picked Maranta, specifically the red Maranta. Because I also feel like she's just not so well-loved, but she's like surprisingly easy and prolific and fun and different.
I like that.
I think it fits. It fits the vibes, especially looking at her little like, because that's the album, you know, if y'all are not picturing the braid. Braid in the back and the little like jacket she's wearing that has hair all over it. If you zoom in on it, it's like, what? We couldn't get a lint roller on this jacket before this photo shoot. Whatever.
They were in the woods. They didn't have any.
Oh, so good. And then Midnights. I tried to pick like a nice moody one in the middle. Because I also feel like I heard recently Midnights is not well loved. People feel very bleh about Midnights. Nope. Oh my goodness.
We got a new automatic feeder.
Yeah, that new automatic feeder is loud as hell. Oh my, it's still going. Goodness.
That's because the dish has metal, so it's like clinky clank.
How much are they being fed? Oh my gosh. Like, why is it still going? It's like emptying out. It's a lot of food.
I don't know.
But yeah, so for Midnights, I picked the Alocasia Amazonica or Alocasia Poly. I don't know what people call it now, because I think those are technically two different plants. I think one's a hybrid. I don't know. I don't care. I don't know. And more importantly, I don't care. But it is good. It's like, it's there. They're at every grocery store.
And apparently...
They're dark. What?
Oh, I just had your mic isolated, so... Stupid pillow keeps pressing buttons. You
know, that's what happens when we hang out.
Just trying to be
couch.
Comfortable. I forgot what I was saying.
Me too. But would you think of any other plants for these? Well, even like you could do, I guess, if you wanted to go more specific to color, like for Speak Now... Purple, you could do like the purple tritescantia or something.
Ping. Ping. Little purple flower.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna do Eras pings. The Eras pings.
What was the ping that I had that died?
Lilac Lollipop.
Yeah, that'd be a good.
That one or Cyclosecta. Because that one's the big purple one. Mine looks like shit. My Cyclosecta looks like shit. My Lilac Lollipop is still kicking. I think I haven't touched it. I let mine dry out so much.
Well, apparently I don't let mine dry out enough.
I don't know. Well, I think yours are in like mostly a pretty rocky mixture.
I feel like Reputation could also be a pitcher plant.
Ooh. Or a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
Just something. Yeah, because like that does kind of remind me of the Anthurium people, because you know the pitcher plant people, they are crazy for their pitcher plants. The Nepenthes people are diehard Nepenthes people, just like rep girlies. I refer to everyone as rep girlies, the rep people. Rep is that person.
Okay, and after you watch the movie, that will solidify it.
Yeah,
because like I think I kind of I left the church for a little bit, and then I watched that, and it was fully back.
Oh, Lord, pray me my God, be my baby. Yeah. Take us to church! But, you know, I was just telling Kira, you know how she has, like, the cardigans that she comes out with for the albums now?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a rep bomber jacket?
Oh, my God.
With the snake around the arm?
The only reason I didn't buy the cardigan is because I figured it wouldn't fit my orangutan arms. And I'm like, if I'm going to spend $100 on a cardigan, it has to go to my... I want it to be dangling off my hands.
You need to be Yeah, but then you'd have to get a massive one, and then you would just look like Tom Schwartz. Just bum energy with that giant cardigan. Okay, so there's a Taylor Ween coming up. I think I told you about this.
Yes.
Taylor Ween coming up. I think they're technically calling it Swift Ween or something. Swifty Ween. No, Taylor Ween. I'm a dress-up lover themed. Kira's going to do Reputation, and then Mari's going to come, and she's like, what should I wear? She's like, I might wear my folklore cardigan. And I didn't know how to say this, but I'm like, Mari, why would you be wearing your cardigan to the club? Those are expensive. Can you imagine spilling red wine?
I mean, that would happen to me at home.
The one that you splashed on me. So scarlet it was. Maroon.
Yeah, I'm just keep it home. Keep the cardigan at home. Keep it in the case.
Keep it in the Hard Rock Cafe.
So yeah, I'm like, I gotta do Lover, but I gotta remember to do the little like blue heart that she does on the cover of the album. Wait, okay, fun fact. Because I'm just stupid and I apparently don't look at things closely enough. If you look at the Lover album, she's got the blue tips on the hair, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was part of her shirt. Oh. For well, so long.
The only reason I knew it is because I think it's either, I think it's the Me video. She has the purple tips in one of the videos.
Yeah, she's like pink tips. My phone's like not loading, but yeah, like I thought it was a little bow on the top of her shirt.
It does look like that.
Like from far away. Because I guess if you never like looked at it bigger than that, it's like, oh, she got a little bow on her shirt.
Yeah, I would have never, unless I would have seen it in the music video, I never would have clocked that.
I am glad she included All Too Well 10-minute version.
Do you guys have 10 minutes?
Yeah, because I have 10 minutes to spare.
I was telling Nicole this, the listener, when we were in the movie. One time me and my friend were at a bar. It was like a Sunday night. There were like a couple people in there. But everyone was, you know, kind of like jamming to whatever music was on. And then I open up the Touch Tunes app. And I put on All Too Well 10-minute version. And the only person who appreciated it was the bartender. Multiple people left.
You were that bartender though was like, oh thank God, it's probably like somebody with taste.
Literally, he was a
he was a queer, flaming queer.
Mind you, we were at a gay bar and everyone else was too, but
they were just not that. They were not that type of gay.
They were rep girlies.
No, they were like, put on some. What are the other gays? Let's do
Lana Del Rey.
I was like, put on some Baby Rexha, some Dua Peep.
I love how you could have went Lady Gaga, Britney Spears.
Like, no, we picked the most like Baby random. Rexha,
Queen of the Gays.
Is she not? Like some Becky G? Well, I mean, singing in the shower.
I mean, Becky G is a
a gay icon, right? These girls could be homophobes, and I have no idea. I'm like, yeah, I think that. I think gay pride. Dance the night away. That's Dula Peep, right? Yes. I don't know. Oh my
God. This is, y'all, we are recording this in the morning. You think this is like an unhinged late night episode?
You know, we have the rest of our day to carry on with.
Like, I have to go get a procedure done later. Like, come on.
Procedure. Be real. Brandon's like, I'm going to go get my face cut open.
Well, it will be 1,000 cuts, just little itty bitty ones.
Are you getting filler?
Yeah.
So they have to do the lip flip and then filler?
Well, they do the lip flip and ahead of time to give you more room, which I do really like this lip flip.
Such dramatic. Brandon just like purses his lips like.
Oh my good gravy. Where's my water?
I don't know. We also have coffee on deck. We haven't drinking our coffee.
Oh no, I've finished my coffee.
What?
I have three water receptacles. Only one has water left and it's barely any.
Okay. You do it right in the microphone. Yum. Okay. Speaking of, have you seen the like 48 oysters TikTok?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, is someone eating 48 oysters in rapid fire succession?
Kind of, but here's the tea. This girl's on a date. Apparently this guy offered to take her out for drinks. They go to some bar. She tells, oh, we should go to this place. They have the best oysters. He orders a drink. She proceeds to order 4 plates of oysters, totaling 48 oysters. Okay. And then she's pulling out her phone. Okay. And then like flash taking videos of these oysters while she's like putting her like hot sauce on them and like slurping them up and going, And then afterwards she goes, what should I order? She orders, she also, I guess, gets 3 lemon drops. I don't know why 3 lemon drops are so important to the story.
Wait, is this an old TikTok?
No, this is new. People are talking about this right
now. There was some sort of oyster TikTok like back in 2020, and that was like pinging back memories, but I can't remember what it was.
I think when I was trying to look up the oyster video, like the current oyster video, I saw the old one, so I think I know what you're talking about. But yeah, this girl, and this is in, I think this takes place in Atlanta, because then these girls go to the oyster bar and they're like, oh my gosh, we're here eating the oysters at the oyster bar. I don't know why they haven't been posting about this on their social media. They could do a 48 oyster special. But anyways, okay, we're not to the end of the story. She eats her 48 oysters, all of them, right? I don't even know if she even shares them. I don't know if this guy, I don't think this guy wants to eat any of them, okay? He's sitting there with his one drink. So she eats her 48 oysters.
Out, like, okay, then that she orders like a lot.
Then she orders a bunch of potatoes and crab cakes. And then that's it, okay? This man gets up, goes to the bathroom, does not come back. Because he's like, I can't believe you just ordered all that food. I don't know. So there's some people are on his side and they're like, yeah, why would you order all that food? Why would you be taking videos of it during all this? That's ridiculous. But then there's some people who are like, okay, if you actually watch her video, she starts off with being like, this guy's been in my DMs, like, talking to himself, which if y'all don't know what that means, this means this man is like, hello, go out with me. Hello, hello. Hi, beautiful. Hello. You know what I mean? So she eventually is like, fine, I'll go out with you. So I think she was just like, fine, you want to take me out? You're going to feed me. You know, like this guy's been going, this apparently been dying to go take her out. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna order some oysters. I don't know. So, and then people are also like giving her shit because she shows herself paying at the end and she only leaves like an $11 tip. And I think it was like almost like a $200 tab.
Oh, yeah. Minimum.
Yeah. So that's the oysters. I don't know how we got there.
I don't either.
Oh, because I was slurping your water. No, but no, people are trying to figure out how to be like 48 oyster girl for Halloween now. I don't know.
Take 48 oysters and just carry them around.
Yes, because in the video you see like the stack of plates of the oysters that she's finished. I do not like oysters, y'all. I don't like slimy things.
I think I had one time and I was like, okay, that was not something I want to do again. If you give me a mussel, however.
I don't think I know the difference.
Mussels aren't, they're cooked. So mussels, oh, okay. You cook them and then the shell pops open.
Okay.
And then you have to take a special little fork and like.
So it's kind of like crab legs, or you kind of have to do some work?
Because it's like stuck in the shell. It's like holding on for dear life, and you have to rip it off.
Oh, yeah. I guess some oysters come with the shell, with the top of the shell off, and some of them don't, I think.
I don't know.
I think usually they do, though.
Yeah.
Where they're just in their little thing, and you're just, ugh. I just can't. I don't even like watching people eat them. Oh. Because, also, here's the thing, Brandon. When I look at these oysters, every one of them looks a little different. And you know me, being autistic, every bite must taste the same. So why are they all looking so different? They don't even look like they came from the same family of oysters. Oh, I can't do that. Yeah, no. And once they're like, I think people put like lemon on them and like hot sauce. And it's all different ratios of squirts of those two things. And I'm like, okay, some of these are going to be lemon hot. Some of them are not. So I don't get it.
Did you watch Nurse Ratched on Netflix with Sarah Paulson? Mm-mm. They're eating oysters every other episode. Just oyster goddamn city.
Well, they order oysters on Real Housewives, but I don't think they ever show them eating them.
They're never like zooming in on the slurps.
Oh, no, they don't. Yeah. It's like you hear them order them and you're like, okay, money. And you never see them. I like that.
Well, I will say, like, oysters, I feel like if I like them, they're like a quiet luxury.
Quiet luxury?
Yeah.
If you're
ordering appetizer of oysters, like...
That's fancy, yeah.
Couldn't be me.
I don't even know what a crab cake is.
It's crab. It's basically like...
Breaded.
It's basically a hamburger made of crab. Like, it's like ground beef.
And people eat it, like, plain, right? Like, you're not eating a crab cake sam.
You can't. They do have crab cake sandwiches. Crab cake eggs benedict. You can get crab cake on a steak.
I don't think I even want, because you know me, I'm team cream cheese wonton.
And I'm team crab ragoon.
Hey, every crab ragoon girly has to have their cream cheese wonton girly. Oh, I think that's it for our T-Swift episode. Do you have any last words? on our American Princess Diana. I'm quoting someone who lives in the actual British land.
Who said that?
I don't know. Someone in the TikTok comments. You know I trust those TikTok comments with my life. Which I finally did post a TikTok. I was getting ready for the Eras Tour movie. Eras Tour movie.
I was like, when I talk about it, I don't know like how to word it properly. Like, oh yeah, I went to Eras, the movie.
I say like the Taylor Swift movie.
Yeah.
The Eras Tour movie. Hi, Cease. Do you want to come say hello? I almost got the meow. That was a big breath. She's being a little more sassy.
Oh. If you don't recall, in a past episode, we were like, oh, Cece's like kind of lethargic and like skinny and not doing well. Well, turns out she has like a million things wrong with her, but now that she's on the right food for her kidneys, she's
plump, back to being a menace.
Plump and annoying as usual.
And stinky. Oh my God.
Really?
Do you have poopy butt or something? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm like, why do you stink?
Cease, come here. Like, as if she can hear me.
She did kind of look at you. She's like,
Well, see, I'm still not completely sold on the fact that she's deaf.
I mean, I think she's definitely got some hearing loss.
Oh, yeah.
Because when the way she was looking at me, like, it's like her ears do not move. You know how like my cats, like especially Kaya, like she'll be,
they're like little satellites.
Oh, she'll be completely turned around and I'm like, Kaya, and you can see her ears turn around. And she's like, I'm not gonna look at you, but like my ears are hearing you. And I'm like, I know you hear me. And she's like, and then she's like, I'm gonna stop listening now. But literally the vet was like clapping around Cece and like screaming and clapping, and she was just sitting there. Like, no ear movement at all. Like, well, do you even care?
Like, when I am doing my chores in the day and I'm blasting music and she's just dead asleep on my bed. It's the music next to her is, like, on volume 10,000. I'm like, how are you sleeping right now?
She just loves laying on somebody, huh?
Big boobs. That's what she likes. She won't lay on me because I don't have boobs.
Yeah, why are you stinky? Yeah, get right up in my face being all stinky, too. She's a cutie. We love you, Cease. You can't leave us. Well, till next time. Hopefully we... Oh, my goodness.
Yep, Cease said, these are mine.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even, like, I can barely get the microphone in my mouth now. I mean, like, Brandon, where can people find you?
You can find me all over the internet. At Brandon Botanical, BrandonBotanical.com, on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, and everywhere else.
You gotta get a picture of this.
Where's my phone? Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and Threads at Nicole Larson Grows.
Oh yeah, I'm on Threads too. Mm-hmm. You won't find me threading, but I'm there.
I'm just over there talking shit.
Nicole's is much more interesting.
I posted.
It shows up on my Instagram.
Tyler Thrasher replied to my last thread. Oh. I felt famous.
Well, Threads is the new TikTok. It's how you connect to celebs.
Bye, friends.
Bye.